Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about a very interesting perspective of Autism Awareness Month.
It certainly is.
And this is an article that was written by a mother and therapist. She's a therapist, right? Yeah.
She is named
Kim Stagliano. Mm-hmm. And the title of it is My Three Daughters Are Autistic. I Despise Autism Awareness Month.
Right. Seeing this title, I just had to include this in our discussion this week about autism, because it is a parent's perspective, and there are no better experts in the world than parents who have to deal with this every day.
Yeah.
And she has three daughters,
mm-hmm.
all of whom have autism.
Right.
And I can't imagine what her life must be like day
right.
in, day out.
Right.
Having three daughters with these kind of special needs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a great picture at the top of it that of her with her three daughters,
right.
and you can see some of those traits right. and characteristics that we've been talking about associated with autism. You can see that in the presentation of the daughters, that
right.
that sort of disconnect, social disconnect,
right.
and everything. But mm-hmm. but this is an interesting perspective, because her frustration with autism awareness, I think, is pretty valid.
She's making a valid point here.
Right.
Without being negative or
mm-hmm.
critical.
She's a little critical. She doesn't like the idea.
There's nothing offensive about the article,
right,
though.
Right, 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 right. Mm-hmm. She's critical of it from the perspective of the frustration that, you know, this one time a year we celebrate the understanding and the growing awareness of autism.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her argument is that I'm aware of it every day.
That's right.
And it's challenging every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that it's often presented as a party or a celebration,
right.
as opposed to, hey, you know, this is a serious issue that we really have to work to deal with.
That's right. She is dealing with the hard, hard work of dealing with autism day in, day out,
right.
with these three girls. It's hard enough with one. I cannot imagine what her life is like with
right.
three daughters who have autism. But the point she makes is, this is very different. She doesn't sound resentful or
right.
angry. She just very matter-of-factly said, this is very, very hard work.
Right, right. So she one of the things that points she makes is that instead of, you know, painting everything blue and doing all
right.
this as mm-hmm. as part of the autism awareness, you know, donate to research foundations that are exploring autism a little bit more. You know, volunteer with
right.
agencies that help parents and families with children mm-hmm. with autism. But to get involved in that way, as opposed
right.
to, you know,
yeah, don't go have a parade with all of your friends, or don't
right.
just celebrate, or don't go blue. Do something to help these people who are
right.
struggling day in, day out.
And this is how this week started in our very
right.
first podcast for this week. You were saying that you were glad that we moved this to May.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of some of the same things that she's
right.
talking about.
Yeah, I was glad we're doing this now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, now that it's May 1st, or, well, it's not May 1st now, but
it's going to be when the...
Once it's May 1st, okay, so we're not celebrating, you know, autism awareness anymore, so
right.
we can move on to whatever
mm-hmm.
focus is of May. And no, these are things that we need to focus on all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things she mentions was the ice bucket challenge
right.
In there. And, you know, millions of people
mm-hmm.
participated in the ice bucket. I did. I poured a bucket. Not sure... I'm still not even sure why we did that.
Right.
And I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody told me to.
Right. You saw it on YouTube.
No, so it was when somebody challenged you,
yeah.
then you were supposed to do it. And so I did
somebody
it.
Somebody challenged me,
so I did it. And but it's, you know, why are we doing it? What is the benefit of it? How much did it really raise in support
right.
of that? And then again, once the ice bucket challenge was done,
we don't really talk about any of those things anymore. And so, you know, when we think about Autism Awareness Month, just because it becomes May doesn't mean that we should stop thinking about this, because these parents are still dealing with it every day.
Right. This mother has to deal with it in April and May and June and July. And as she notes, and when I die, some stranger's going to have to do this, which is also a heartbreaking realization. But these are the struggles that our friends and neighbors are going through with children with this condition. So they have to do it every day. So yes, let's go beyond parades. Let's go beyond demonstrations. Let's go beyond awareness to helping our friends and neighbors.
Right. Yeah. And I think I started this out saying that she was also a therapist. I read a couple of different articles about parents with children with autism, and now I can't remember if she's a therapist or not, but it's a very well-written article, and we'd really encourage you to read it. We put a link in the show notes so you can check it out. So, all right?
Yeah, and at the very end, she says, other things you can do, and one of them would be to, next time you have a birthday party for your children, invite a child with autism to the birthday party, or have a play date with a child with autism.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good thing to do for the child and for the child's parents. So
absolutely.
Much work needs to be done on this one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We like the perspective.
Absolutely.
More than awareness.
Yes. So, all right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.